KFIZ News Time 1010 coming up on 1011 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios here on a Monday. It is the 8th day of March of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you in time for another update on what's happening in the Fond du Lac School District. Twice a month we talk with Interim Superintendent of Schools Sharon Simon to update us on some different things happening in the district. Lots going on as always as we continue into the month of March. And Sharon joins us on the phone lines here this morning to tell us a little bit more about what the board will be hearing about tonight. Sharon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking some time, as always. A few different things to talk about this morning with you. Let's start with an update on vaccine distribution. Good news. I know the Fond du Lac County Health Department had a vaccination clinic for educators, and I know the school district was part of that on Friday, correct?
Yes, we were. We had the opportunity to vaccinate 308 of our staff as well as subs, and we had some Aramark employees that were able to be vaccinated. So we're actually up to about 65% of our staff that have been vaccinated.
Very good. Good to hear for sure as that vaccine rollout continues. When it comes to getting the rest of the staff vaccinated, is there are obviously more clinics being put in place by the health department?
There are. We're hopefully in the next 2 weeks, there will be another clinic for those that were unable to get vaccinated last Friday.
Very good. Some good news there. And then we look at some other information the board will be learning about this evening at part of their meeting. There are some budget adjustments that will be considered. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah. Mr. Gerlach, our business director of business services, we need to do the budget adjustment to reflect what's actually or what's happening. And it has to do mostly with the Fund 50, which is the food service fund. So we are taking money out of the fund balance for that. And for upgraded equipment at both Parkside and Evans because of the referendum work. So we went to the board to ask for the adjustment. And then in Fund 39 also, we did a long-term borrow last fall, and we want the numbers to reflect what the actual budget is. So those are the basic things happening. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of budgets, I know the board will consider approving the 2021 summer school budget, correct?
They are. It's very exciting. You know, it'll be 3 weeks in length, Monday through Friday, and we have two primary sites this year. It'll be at Pyre and Rosano, and part of that is due to the referendum work in three of the other elementary schools. And they're also running in conjunction after summer school in the afternoon a rec department playground. And this year, as well as last year, we started busing students, so students can be picked up at their home schools and then taken to either Pyre or Rosano, and then after lunch, they can either get on the bus and go back to their home school, or they can stay till after the playground hours, and there will be a shuttle at that time also.
And summer school, an important opportunity for students. Just looking at some of the info in front of me, it's obviously a chance for students to catch up or continue learning and really make up for some lost time, I guess you could say, with that with the offerings for summer school. So an important resource for students during the summer, correct?
It absolutely is, Spencer. Every summer we offer an enrichment program as well as a remedial. And so what we've really done in the recent past is look at what standards that students have not quite met yet, and then we teach to those standards. We don't reteach everything. We work individually with students to ensure that they meet the standard so that they can move on to the next level. And, you know, we have, in the last 2 or 3 years, hired interventionists to specifically work on those standards with students.
We're sticking with the summer theme. I know the board tonight is going to consider approval of the summer rec department program fees, too.
Correct. And, you know, it offers a great programming for toddlers through senior citizens. I talked to Renee Wagner, the supervisor at the rec department, and they are working on their summer brochure, which should be out late March, early April, and it'll be mailed to all school district residents, anybody that resides within the Fond du Lac School District.
Very good, Sharon. I know the board is going to convene in an executive session to consider the slate of superintendent candidates as that search continues tonight, too.
That is absolutely correct, Center. They're going to bring a slate of 8 to 10 candidates to the board. There were just over 20 candidates that are people that applied for the position. And then so tonight they have narrowed it down to 8 to 10 individuals that they believe would be a good match for the Fond du Lac School District. And then the board from there will choose who they would like to interview in the process. And, you know, they'll be working on getting those interview questions together and also setting up a timeline for those interviews tonight.
Overall, that process, the search process for the new superintendent, that remains on track yet?
It appears to be on track yet, yes.
Very good. And last thing, Sharon, I wanted to ask about, I know there'll be a facilities referendum update. Anything new with the referendum projects to report this morning?
Well, it's exciting. We're projecting that by next week at Roberts, they remodeled part of the building, and the office will be moving to the front of the building. Right now, it's in the center of the building, so they're hopeful that they'll be into their new office area early next week sometime. At Parkside, they're moving along nicely with the addition, and in that, you know, the addition will include a new cafeteria, a media center, as well as the office for the safe and secure entrance. And then at Evans, Savish, and Woodworth, they continue to work on classrooms, sections at a time, and there are some sections that are already done, and staff has moved into them, and then they just keep moving around the building in that manner.
Very good. Sharon, anything else you wanted our listeners to know about this morning?
Well, you know, it is National School Breakfast Week, and I wanted to let people know that in the Fond du Lac School District, we average 1,387 breakfasts served each day.
Very good. So, important week and important service, other things in the district with school breakfast, keeping kids educated or keeping kids well-fed as they start the day of education.
Correct. We also have Youth Art Month. March is Youth Art Month, and we are doing two virtual art shows for the elementary in Savish, and those are on our website. So if anybody's interested, they can go to the website to look for that.
Very good, Sharon. Thank you for the time, as always. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer.
Sharon Simon, the interim superintendent of schools, joining us here in KFIZ, updating us on a few things the school board will be learning about and discussing it.